I've been asked by the Missions Committee to introduce Dr. Brian and Jen Zerbe, and it is an easy honor. I've known Brian almost all of his life. Brian's a local boy. He grew up just down the street as the diminutive son of Dr. Ron and Sherry Zerbe in Otego. Brian also grew up in this church, and I'm sure many of you remember Brian. And I'm proud to say that Brian has become great in stature before God and man. Brian and Karen grew up as best of friends. They terrorized Unitego Central School, most notably in seventh grade. But in going on to Houghton College, Brian met and fell in love with Karen's best friend, Jennifer Nelson. And together, they formed a nascent mission society called GOFTAM, Group of Friends Thinking About Missions. And though over time some of their other friends fell away, they remained true to their vision and calling, and have now served in Tajikistan, Central Asia for 3 years. They have 4 children, the last one of which was born in their home in Dushanbe, with Brian and brother Dan assisting. They have, along with Karen, formed the soon-to-be-famous Solim Medical Clinic, which is dedicated to eye care in that country, and they are also dedicated to church planting there for the glory of God. Let's welcome Brian and Jen.
Thank you. Thanks for the introduction. You saved some time of me having to introduce any of us coming on, and certainly gave God glory in what he's doing as we've gone forward in Tajikistan. It's so good to be with you all this morning, to see so many faces again of people that that we love, that have loved on me growing up and through the years loved on us, and just to be back with you as family. I think probably of all this summer, if Karen was likely to be a jealous sort of person, this would probably be one of those mornings that she'd be most jealous of us, being able to be here with you guys and worshiping with you this morning. So I bring greetings from her in Tajikistan. And it was great also to enjoy the worship this morning. In Tajikistan, we worship with a small group, about 5 families together, and usually sing without any instruments or anything, and it's great. And you know, we praise the same God there, but it's neat to be able to come, and it's a blessing to hear the instruments and the song and that worship time. We were blessed with that, so thank you to the worship team for that. As we're as we come back to the States and reconnect with partners, with church families and friends, on our way back, we sort of were asking ourselves, why is it such a blessing to be able to come back, and what is the value of us returning? Why is it we want to come up here? Why do we want to leave Tajikistan, where God has us serving for 3 months, and come back and share with you all the blessing of what God is doing? And as we were thinking, that we probably could have made a huge list, but we came up with at least 3 things that I wanted to share. One reason is to thank you all and to show our appreciation to the partnership that we have with you all, your prayers, your partnership. You're very much a part of what God is doing there in Tajikistan. We happen to be the ones in the country there that God has, but it's through you, through your prayers, that God's working there. So we want to thank you all for that. A second reason is moving as we look ahead, and God brought Jen to a passage in 2 Corinthians as we were preparing to come back. And it's in 2 Corinthians 1, Paul is kind of talking about all the hardships that he goes through. He's sharing them with the Corinthian church. I wouldn't compare what we've gone through with the things that Paul went through in ministry. But he is sharing, saying that he doesn't want them to be uninformed. And the reason that he wants to keep them informed, he lists in verse 11. He says, "You also must help us by prayer, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many." And we've seen it true that as God has blessed, has brought praise to his name, and we want to be here to share what God is doing so that you can continue to pray. He uses pretty strong language there. You must help us in prayer. And those prayers ongoing are so important. And so we want to be able to keep you informed in what God's doing. A third reason, and what we'll kind of take off of and go through the rest of our time sharing, comes really related to in Psalm 117, that we want to share in order to glorify God so that we can praise together, praise God for what he's been doing. In Psalm 117, short chapters, two verses, "Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples, for great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord." Now, in the Old Testament, it's interesting how many times it's reiterated what God did for the Israelites in bringing them into the promised land. You look at Deuteronomy, and it's just a retelling before they went into the promised land, a retelling of what, in the beginning, what God had been doing for them coming in. And so many times in the Psalms and other places, they refer back and say, "Remember what God has done and how he's shown his faithfulness and his love to you." And so this morning, what we want to do is share just a few snapshots of how God has been showing his faithfulness to us, to our family, in Tajikistan as we've settled in these first 3 years, and his faithfulness in some of the ministry that he's allowed us to be a part of there in Tajikistan, in order that we can all praise him together and extol him in his name for his steadfast love and his faithfulness. Father, as we come before you today to share together, to worship you, Lord, I thank you that we've been able to worship you, Lord, in song this morning and lift your name up and just remember together your faithfulness, Lord. I thank you that we can continue that as we share some of what you've done, Lord, your faithfulness and steadfast love to us. I pray that your Holy Spirit would guide and what we share and how we share and in how it touches our hearts to strengthen us for what you have for each of us, even as it strengthened the Israelites preparing to head into the promised land. And Lord, that it would just amaze us again of the incredible God that we have, the incredible wonder of a God that pours out his love to us, that you pour out your love to us, your faithfulness you show to us. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So just to give you a quick picture for people who may not know us, our family, this is us, our boys, as they mentioned, are away at camp. The girls will be wearing those dresses and running around in the back after the service. So right now, Kayla's with Elise, our youngest in the nursery. So you'll be able to see them later. And we have been in Tajikistan for 3 years, which is a beautiful mountainous country that God has us there. And again, just quick introduction here. Most of you probably know where Tajikistan is because of your partnership with us and with Karen. But we often like to just mention to orient people who might be new or visiting. It's just west of China and north of Afghanistan. It's the poorest of the former Soviet countries. And it's a Muslim country. Over 90% of the population are Muslim. And they would consider it to be Tajik is to be Muslim there where we're sharing. Now, the first kind of snapshot or snippet we want to give of God's faithfulness is even just in that initial steps of getting to the country when we arrived in August 2008. We got there not really knowing the language, not knowing anybody. Our area director was there just for a few days to help us get settled in, and then was leaving. And within 3 days, through the contact that we, another missionary that had been there, we were able to be moving in to a home, sharing a home with this family that you see with us there, Jakob and his family. And it's been such a wonderful place to be for us as far as adjusting, language learning, culture learning, as we've been able to share in this family's life and get to know them well as dear friends. Through the time, we share a courtyard area there on one side, we're on the other, sort of, and been able to share their life. It was neat, again, just seeing God work out his faithfulness. We had wanted Kayla to be able to go to school, at the Tajik school where she's there, to adjust language and culture learning. And we got there 2 weeks before school starts and sort of figured probably this year it wouldn't work out. You know, there isn't time to get everything set. But Jakob, the father in the family, is a school teacher at the local school. He teaches history. And his daughter, Zafaroy, was close 1 year younger than Kayla. And so Kayla was able to join them after being in the country just 2 weeks, was able to join them, join her and go to school, the second grade in Tajik school. And God has blessed that time for her there. And he's continued to be faithful. So we've been able to send our boys to the Tajik school these last couple years. This is on the way, the first day of school last year with them. And, just the way, there's so many stories of the way that he's helped each of them adjust to the challenges as they went to this school in a new country there in Tajikistan. I'm going to let Jen come up and share again a couple snapshots.
All right. So it is, like Brian said, just a blessing to be here and really just to praise God for his faithfulness. So I know that 2 years ago about, you guys were all praying for our little baby to be born safely and well. And this is a picture of her with her Tajik grandma. And it really was just a blessing of God's faithfulness. You know that we had a team come over. Dr. Zerbe, dad, was able to come over, and Brian's brother, Dan, who's a family practice doctor. So see, most people, when they're overseas and they get pregnant, they come back to the United States for good medical care. Well, we had the privilege of having the medical care come to us. And so that was just really great. We didn't have to transition our whole family to another cross, you know, overseas trip back to the States and over again. And so it was just really a blessing to do that. And everybody knows when a baby's born, it's a big deal, you know? Everybody around is so happy to see a new life come into the world. And, you know, it was really a blessing for us there, too. It's provided so many different opportunities to learn language, to learn culture, to make relationships, and just breaks down those barriers. And so here we are. Here's our family. Probably about an hour after the baby was born, maybe even less, because they were all right there, you know, was born in the house, and they were actually in the room, but they were outside, you know, waiting for the news to hear that baby cry and have her come out. And so it was just a real neat time, and they really are like family. We were also able to do some Tajik traditions. We had the 40-day party after she was born. Traditionally, a woman and her newborn baby are not allowed out of the courtyard for 40 days after the baby is born. Now, I didn't stay there 40 days. It's more like 4 days. But we did have the party at 40 days. And so we invited our Tajik friends, and we had our missionary friends come too. It's just a neat time to be able to share the hope that we have for Elise. Elise Hope is her name. It's God's promise of hope. And we hope that she knows the saving grace of Jesus, just like we have that hope for our neighbors. And so we had our Tajik, a Muslim man, pray, our neighbor's older brother, and then we got the oldest, you know, white-haired missionary guy we could find to pray for her, too. Just so it was just like a baby dedication of that hope that we have. Just need God's faithfulness to bring those opportunities by to be able to share that. Now, as you can imagine, one of the struggles that I have as a mom and a wife, an educator of my children, and a student of culture and language, it's hard for me to balance my hats, and that's one of the struggles I have. And so one of the hard things for me is to be able to get out and find those ministry opportunities, you know, to kind of, where does God have me ministering to the Tajik people? And God brought that right to my door in his faithfulness. He said, you know what, Jen, you can't do that. I'm like, yeah, I know I can't. And so he brought Midzgona here. Here she is, she and I in our kitchen. And it's just been neat to have that relationship. She had a rough beginning, was in a family with an alcoholic dad that was abusive and just a hard situation. And then also was married off at a young age to protect her from her stepdad. So before she was, 19, she had not finished high school, had been married and divorced, and had a little girl to take care of. But you know what? God, in his faithfulness, he's been working in her life. You know, before we met her, she lived in a neighborhood with a missionary family, and she grew up going to their little Bible clubs and having a relationship with them. And so God was working in her heart, you know, saying these people are loving on her and showing her God's love, giving her a safe place, teaching her about Jesus. And so after about a year of learning these little bits and pieces about her life, I said, well, do you want to do a Bible study? You know, when I was back in the States, I'd get together with my friends. We'd read the Bible. It was just really encouraging for me and helpful. She's like, yeah, I'd really like to do that. I said, great. And so I was like, well, where do you want to study? You know, I hadn't done this before. You know, I had never done this with a person from Central Asia that's in a different language. And you know, how do I meet them where they're at? She's like, well, let's start at the beginning. That way I'll understand really well. And that's just a great place to start, you know. So we start in Genesis. That's what we did. She brought a friend with her that hadn't heard the gospel at all. And so he and our friend Mijgona, Brian and I sat and over about 6 months started at Genesis, worked through, and right before we left, we were able to hit Jesus' death and resurrection and really share just really clearly what this is all about. And so you can just keep praying for that God's faithfulness will continue on. We see it as we look back, but we trust that it's going to be the same as we look forward, that God would bring that them to a saving faith. I think she's still trying to figure out what's the difference between what they believe about Jesus and what we believe about Jesus. But you just be praying for that. So we thank you for your prayers and your faithfulness in that. We mostly thank the Lord for his faithfulness. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. many of you know that most of you probably know, we've been doing eye projects also in villages. The way those started, we've done about 17 different locations, I think, in Tajikistan so far in the last few years. And the way that started was just, again, one of those neat testimonies of God's faithfulness. We had thought about doing this as a possibility, partnering with local churches to do these eye projects before we'd left, but we didn't know when or if that would work out or how it would happen. Well, when we were there only about 5 months, I would say, somebody who knew us through where the kids went to school, another missionary where the boys were going to nursery school, said, hey, there's an embassy worker that wants to talk to you because I heard there was an eye doctor in town. And this embassy worker, Frank, had gotten his Lions Club. He'd been asked for a few years for a few pairs of glasses just to do some little project for people. And he called us, and after 2 years, he had kind of given up. But then these six boxes came to him full of glasses, full of equipment to measure eyeglass prescriptions. And he kind of got it on his doorstep and said, you know what? I have no idea what to do with this. So he contacted us, and we were able to join in that. And that was the beginning, going with the Baptist church to a nursing home with him and with those glasses, was the beginning of these projects that several people here have been very involved in helping to see continue these projects. And it's been great to partner with the local fellowships, the Baptist church, or this is Rusty here in the front, one of our people that we partnered with, a pastor of a small church in Dushanbe, and to go to these villages where there's not usually any believers and certainly no fellowships established, and to go with them where we let the local church kind of decide where we're going to go and a lot of the details, and we're kind of a resource for them with the glasses. And to see people through the day and show Christ's love by the glasses we give, but what really is a blessing is the time that we have in the evening. And in the Tajikistan, we can't go and do a big open-air meeting in the village and show the Jesus film and do an invitation. The laws, the climate, that Muslim community would just, that would shut the doors for people being able to continue to go there and to minister. So instead, we can go and show the love of these eye projects, and in the evening with the hosts that we go to these villages and stay in their homes, we can sit and share and listen to the pastors that we're going and serving with share the gospel. And you know, those are the nights that I'm really just so blessed and look back and say, Lord, this is what you have us for. The nights where they're sitting with the head doctor of a village until 2 a.m. sharing their testimony, and the doctor just asking questions and wanting to know more. There's a woman in one village that was physically sick from the fears and the nightmares that she was having, and the chance to pray with her and talk to her and see her come to faith in Christ and the hope and the peace that comes from Christ. And we're continuing to pray that, again, these villages where we're starting that and seeing these seeds planted, there'll be follow-up and they'll be able to continue to see a fellowship started and God's kingdom go forward in these villages. And then the clinic that Dr. Davidson also talked about, and you all know about, starting this journey of starting the Solim Med Clinic. That's in the Cyrillic script that says Solim Med. This past year has been quite a journey of seeing God's faithfulness at work. It's been probably, for me, one of the most challenging years of my life in moving forward with that. And I'm actually going to share a little bit about that tonight more. But it has been neat to see again and again through this year the way God has been faithful with finding location, with finding ministry partners. One of the things we really try to do and is important to us is coming alongside Tajiks to help them accomplish their vision that they see the Lord leading them in. And this is Eugene, and he's a Tajik doctor that has had a vision for sharing and discipling discipling and raising up medical students and young doctors in kind of their seeing their practices, ministry, and growing the Lord as well as medical training. And for several years, for over 5 years, they've been wanting to see a clinic established, but they haven't been able to have the right resources or the things put together. And as we went, God allowed us to connect with him and to partner with him. And he's the director of the clinic as we have gotten things started. And certainly without that partnership, you know, it would have been difficult. So many steps along the way and different people. There's another ophthalmologist that the Lord raised up in the Ministry of Health that helped put things through for us. And we've been able to do with the medical student group that they had, that Jenny had been able to do some teaching with them on leadership last year. And then here he is. Even the timing of the clinic and the opening, it's been neat just to see God's faithfulness in the details. We've been, for the past year, thinking, well, maybe in a couple months we'll be able to open, and there was always more paperwork and more steps or new hurdles or backtracking in certain areas. And yet God kept things moving forward. And the week before we came back to the States at the end of May, we were able to finally hang the sign that says Clinica Chasham, Eye Clinic. We were able to finally hang up the sign and officially open. And that same week, we were able to get finally the complete staff together of the clinic. We hired the final people. This is sort of the core of people, starting small, that we're going to be working with there, both in discipling them and raising them up to be not only seeing the medical work as ministry, but praying that the Lord would start to use them in leadership, in their fellowships, and seeing this kingdom go forward in the way that they share in our testimony to their neighbors. And we were able on that 3 days before we left the country to officially see our first patient there in the clinic. He's on the right. And then the Saturday, just 2 days before we left the country, we had able to have a retreat, a one-day, all-day retreat with the staff where we did some unity building games. Karen did a great job of planning some activities and things for building unity as a team. and for kind of praying through and developing the vision that God would have as we really officially start the clinic with the full staff together and kicking off kind of the discipleship work that we're going to be doing with them. And so we continue to look forward to how God's going to use that in the coming months and years. We hope to see the clinic expanded to other specialties. We look forward to seeing how God's going to work both in the staff and then in the people that are coming in that we're able to provide care for. And as we try to provide care that we kind of like to phrase it, that will surprise the world, care that's going to make them stop when they come in and say, hey, this is different than what we get in the government system. We can't hand out tracts, you know, again, in that city. We can't hand out tracts. We can't overtly share the gospel with every person that come in. But we can show them love and compassion, the love of Christ as they come in and listen to them. And we can pray with them as we see them struggling in the clinic as they come in. And we can open doors to lead to farther conversations in community. And we pray that and look forward to what God's going to do, seeing that go forward. One of the great things that I think God has been teaching me or really reminding me of through this past year, as we've gone through this journey of the clinic and the struggles involved with it and the victories as well and the return to Christ, is just that it's amazing that this faithfulness that we see, and each of you guys have a story I'm sure that you could share of these snapshots of God's faithfulness through your life. You know, today was our turn. We got to share a few snapshots, but it would be amazing to hear the things through each of your lives that God's shown his faithfulness in. And it's amazing to me that really these sorts of things are just the tip of the iceberg of God's steadfast love and his faithfulness. You know, we didn't go really to Tajikistan to share with them a relationship with God that will give them safety and stability in this life to say, hey, look at what God's going to do to be faithful to make things work out for you, you know, in this life. And what we went to share is a God that shows his faithfulness in what he's done through Christ for us, the way he's shown his love, and the way that he fills us, and he shows himself to us, and that he shows his faithfulness in that. I actually, the other times when we've been speaking places and things, I've used a different verse at the end, but just this morning, God brought to me a verse in Psalm 107 that I want to read here at the end. Going back to that theme of his steadfast love, Psalm 107, verse 8 and 9. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. And it's just amazing that even if none of the things had worked out the way that we might have anticipated or wanted or expected when we got to Tajikistan, and even if the clinic, something happened, we're in an unstable environment, even if it hadn't opened or if next week it got closed by the government, we would be able to still go back to our faithful God and his steadfast love that he pours out in his spirit into our lives, that he shows in giving us, it says, every spiritual blessing through Jesus Christ, through the salvation that we have in him, through the relationship that we have in him, and the fullness and the joy that we have in Christ now. And there's such freedom and a joy in being able to worship him in the other areas, in the ministry, and in each of our lives, when we know that that faithfulness and that steadfast love is unchanging. Let's pray.